For generations, the car in America has come to symbolize freedom. And for many, freedom and privacy go hand in hand. It's hard to have one without the other. But according to a new report, your car could be worse than your phone when it comes to privacy. As cars become more like computers on wheels, with apps and smart screens and cameras and endless digitized features, there are more and more opportunities for car companies to collect user data. The recent report from the Mozilla Foundation's Privacy Not Included, which researches and publishes consumer guides on privacy, details the many security risks associated with cars. Among all the products the organization has ever reviewed, cars have gotten the worst privacy ratings. None of the car companies they reviewed met their minimum privacy safety standards. Jen Kaltrider is the lead at Privacy Not Included and joins me now. Thanks for talking with me, Jen.
Well, thank you for having me.
So do you have a sense where this data is going? Because some of it makes sense. Like, I don't love the idea of a car tracking everywhere I'm going and my speeds and patterns, but I understand these automated systems that are in the name of car safety, right? Trying to sense when a crash might be coming or things like that. But a lot of the stuff that you talked about has absolutely nothing to do with driving a car. Where is that information going?
Oh, gosh. Well, the car companies collect it, and then they have it. They own it. And they say they can share it in tons and tons of places. Like, you think of car companies, they're huge. They can share it with affiliates, with service providers. They can sell it to people that buy data to make more money often, like data brokers. One of the things that really raised our eyebrows of how they say they can share this data is we saw companies say they could share data with law enforcement or government based on something as simple as an informal request. And, you know, you don't want a company sharing your personal information with law enforcement. You know, you want them to get a court order and then limit the amount of information that that court order requires them to give up as much as possible. And, you know, when you've got things that contain microphones and cameras and GPS tracking, it really starts to get a little creepy when you think about how that could be abused.